So welcome to the London Buddha Centre Shrine Room and welcome to the first day of the Urban Retreat. My name is Subhadra Matty and I'm going to be doing a series of little podcasts looking at meditation, and it's going to be progressive during the week. So you could say Buddhism starts in two places. It starts with our own experience. That's very important. It isn't something added on to ourselves. It's something that unfolds from our own experience. And it also starts with the vision of enlightenment. So you could say that the vision of enlightenment is pointing to the fact that life is bigger than our ideas about life. There's something more than just me and my experience. And you could say that the Dharma life is lived to let go of limited and limiting views of self so that we can experience the unlimited. That's what we see when we look at a figure of the Buddha, for example. We see something that's trying to depict this unlimited. So during the week, we're going to look at practices that will help to lead us towards the unlimited. And the Buddhist terms for the practices that we're going to be looking at, in Buddhist terms, we're moving from samadhi to pranya. So pranya means wisdom. When we say wisdom in Buddhism, we don't mean some sort of cold, detached intellectual knowledge. We mean something much more fulsome. We mean something that's, well, suffused with love as well, something that involves our whole being. So that's pranya. And then samadhi means energized calm. So again, this is what we see when we look at a figure of the Buddha sitting in meditation, or even a standing figure of the Buddha. We see this poise and energized calm. So that's always the place to start in Buddhist meditation. We see if we can establish this energized calm. So the first 2 days, we're going to be focusing on samadhi. And the very first day, today, we're going to start with simply practicing sitting still, which actually is quite a profound practice, because stillness isn't a once and for all thing. Stillness is something that's got deeper and deeper levels. So if you think of the Buddha himself, the stillness of a Buddha is, well, ultimate stillness. It's stillness that's... Well, it's a stillness that no longer has any craving or hatred. It's no longer swayed in any direction by craving or hatred. So it's a complete stillness of a completely calmed mind. And yeah, that's the vision, and we start to move towards that vision by simply learning to sit still. And sitting still for meditation, what it isn't a matter of rigidity. And the little story I always tell to illustrate this is how, when I was a little girl, there were three girls, and we would go to visit my grandma, who was rather strict, and she used to sit us in a line on the sofa and say, "Sit there and don't move." So of course we tried to freeze ourselves into stillness so we wouldn't be told off. But of course, if you try and be still like that because you think your strict grandmother's going to tell you off, you just end up just getting really fidgety. So it's not that kind of rigid, forced stillness which only results in fidgeting. It's rather a matter of settling into stillness. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to now lead us into a way of settling into stillness. And then I'll ring a bell, and after I ring the bell, you can meditate just as long as you like, as long or as short as you like. So what to do now is just sit comfortably. So if you're sitting on meditation cushions, that's great. Just sit in your usual posture, but otherwise just sit on a chair. And the thing to start noticing is start noticing the quality of contact of your body with the cushions or chair. Particularly notice any slight tendency to be bracing yourself as if you're about to jump up at any moment. Very often we're doing that We look from the outside like we're sitting still, but there's a sort of almost internal movement that's as if we're about to jump up. So if you notice that, just see if you can allow more and more of your weight to drop down into the cushions or chair and drop down into the floor as well. And I like to imagine that the whole base of my posture is like a big sack of rice or sand that someone's just sat there on the floor. And all the little grains are starting to settle and find their level. So the whole sack just sits more and more firmly on the floor. So you can think of the base of your posture settling into stillness like that, becoming more and more steady and imperturbable. And then from that stable base, the rest of your torso is rising up, your spine rising up in its own natural curves, your head just poised. See if you can soften your face a little. Softening the hands. Softening the belly. In a moment, I'll ring the bell. And then you can just meditate for as long as you wish. And see if you can just keep settling into more and more stillness throughout the meditation. And especially any time you feel an urge to move, instead of moving, use that urge to move as a cue to settle into deeper stillness. It's an open period of meditation.